Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What you really like about him is that he's a three-position player. You saw him line up at X and Z. You saw him line up in the slot. You saw him take direct snaps in the Wildcat. He is big and strong and a guy who can get tremendous yardage after the catch. The jump of 50-50 balls, those back shoulder fades on the outside, he won those over and over. He put those big mitts on the defensive back. He would push off. He would give subtle forearm shivers. He's one of those guys who really, he complements what they don't have in New England. Makes sense for them. Look, New England hasn't always had the greatest like amount of success drafting and developing wide receivers, but I'll take my odds with this guy up there with Tom Brady for sure.
All right, that's the voice of Lewis Riddick, NFL draft analyst at ESPN, talking about N'Keal Harry. That's what we're reacting to. Get the pulse of the people here. The Patriots do not trade the 32nd pick. They keep it, and they end up taking the pride of the Caribbean from Arizona State, the number 32 pick, N'Keal Harry. And we are basing our analysis off, I saw Arizona State play a couple times last year. I don't recall N'Keal Harry doing anything in the games I watched that was outrageously good. I don't recall that. But you look at the Patriots, and if you just play the simple depth chart game, and you say the Patriots, you look at the wide receivers on the depth chart, you say, all right, what's going on here? And you're like, this is a guy that should come in and play right away. The concern is the Patriots have, that's been one of the kryptonites of the Patriots, as you know. They've drafted wide receivers, and usually the guys, not just wide receivers, but some of the players they brought in have not exactly been able to grasp the offense and haven't been productive players for the Patriots. But you look at this going in to the year, and you're like, barring some late season additions in the offseason at wide receiver, the current depth chart at receiver, you've got Julian Edelman and Philip Dorsett, who are the starters. You've got to slide N'Keal Harry into the third line, or the second line, rather. He's going to immediately be at least a second string receiver, right? You got Braxton Berrios. Who else do you have? You've got Matthew Slater, who's a special teams guy. Maybe Josh Gordon, but he's still suspended. And so that's the list. You got Edelman and Dorsett starting. And then that third receiver right now would be Braxton Berrios, but it could be N'Keal Harry. He could step in as a number three receiver for the Patriots. And is anybody married to Philip Dorsett? It's certainly possible that Harry could blow past Philip Dorsett also. All right, we'll get reaction in real time, and we'll start out with Wayne in Southie. He wanted Will Grier. Will Grier didn't get picked.
God. Well, they're still going to grab Will Grier. I thought they'd do it in the first round, but hey, they're gonna grab him. Mark my words. So when his name comes up, Mala, you remember who said it, because I think he's going to be the quarterback that 3 years under Brady, he'll be ready to go.
All right. Well, now, Wayne.
What's the horrible picture, huh? Kyler Murray for number one?
I know. What a disaster.
You know, reminds me of a Doug Flutie, but not as good as Doug.
He's an Oompa Loompa. Kyler Murray is an Oompa Loompa, is what Kyler Murray is. What a terrible pick.
He's going to be another big pick.
Everyone's going to lose their job in Arizona. They're all going to be fired, and you can directly look back at Kyler Murray as the reason why they're going to be fired. You don't know who this was. Now, Wayne, this receiver, N'Keal Harry, right? You never saw this guy.
You left me on hold for an hour and 30 minutes, so you're going to let me get my time with you tonight.
Well, I'm going to let you get your time in. I know, but Wayne, the reason I did that, because I wanted you to take a bow, because I thought
you were going to put me on live, and I'm watching TV, and it said the Patriot pick is in, and all I'm hearing is blah, 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 and then the commercial.
Oh, look at you. How dare you, Wayne? How dare you complain? How dare you?
I love you, Mal. Yeah. Come on. I'm a DJ, too. Don't make me go talk to Joey Zalbona over there.
Well, you could have met him. Remember, if you had only showed up a few minutes earlier to Malapalooza, Wayne, you would have met Joey Zambrano, the great programming boss.
You didn't tell anything about me, though. John didn't either.
Yeah, I don't know.
Listen, what am I accused of?
You were supposed to sell Wayne from Southie.
You should talk to this kid, Wayne from Southie. He's got 20 years in the business, and he knows he's good. He's enthusiastic, and he's good on the radio. He's like a little Ben Maller. That's what they're going to call me, a little BM, Ben Maller.
I don't know if you said BM, but
I said BM, Ben Maller.
Yeah, I'm not proud of my initials, but John, see, here's the other thing. Now, Wayne, that week we were doing the shows from the mothership there, I promised Wayne. I thought I was going to be working by myself the next day, right?
So no,
I
said, you got Evan Drellick.
But I didn't look at the schedule. So I thought I was going to be by myself. So I invited Wayne down to the studio to hang out with me for like an hour or 2 hours or whatever and have some fun. But then I showed up and I was with Drellick, which I was fine with. I like Drellick. But then I had to cancel with Wayne. And I felt terrible about it. I felt horrible.
Yeah, you left Wayne outside for like 20 minutes.
Yeah. Anyway. All right, what else you got, Wayne?
Mal, it doesn't matter. Me and you are going to get our own little time on the radio together. Mark my words.
All right, it's going to happen, Wayne.
When you come back up to EEI.
Yeah, all right. All right, thank you, Wayne. Is that it? Right, he's good. Right, we're getting reaction here in real time. N'Keal Harry. Who? He's a receiver from Arizona State. Pac-12 wide receiver. Said to be very reliable. Size mismatch. You like him, you'll say all those good things, say a red zone weapon. However, there are conflicting reports about that, whether he is actually a red zone weapon, because Arizona State did not really use him as a major factor in the red zone. And so that becomes a question. But, you know, you can nitpick and analyze all this. The Patriots clearly need somebody to slide on in and make some catches at the wide receiver position. And he's going to get an opportunity to play with Tom Brady. That's not a bad spot to be in. All right, let's go to the phones. And Mike in North Providence is up next on Sports Radio WEI. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Ben. Yeah, you know, he will be a red zone weapon because he'll have Tom throwing them the ball. And he'll have that precision passing. And if you actually go on YouTube and watch this guy's highlights, and they're pretty extensive ones on there, this guy makes contested catches in a big way. He's got great hands. More than anything, too, is the fact that this team is going to be splitting its time between running about 50-50 and passing. And this guy had like 27 bench presses at the combine. This guy is massively powerful, and he's going to be throwing around, you know, defensive backs like rag dolls in the running game on the half of the plays that we're not throwing it. And then it's the quick release passing game. In other words, it's about getting open quickly and being able to make those catches as Tom's just dropping back and firing it out very quickly. And that downfield stuff isn't really as important, even though I think it's a little bit overblown. If you watch him, it's not like he's the fastest guy, but you know, he still gets the job done out there.
Well, to be fair though, you can watch anyone's sizzle reel on YouTube, and they're going to look good. I mean, let's be fair about that. I mean, you show five or six highlights or whatever it is on the YouTube. You're going to look good.
Like I said, I didn't say five or six highlights. Yeah. I said this is extensive highlight reel of this guy.
I understand. Listen, the thing that popped up here, Mike. Well, yeah, it was drafted in the first round of the draft. I hope he's good.
Yeah.
But this the scouting report. This I circled this here because I got all these scouting reports in front of me about this guy, N'Keal Harry, the Patriots drafted. It says a junkyard dog who's willing to scrape with defensive players as a blocker. That right there, and you referenced it, but that's the thing, right? Because you think good hands and he's willing to block. Because a lot of these Devo receivers these days, they don't want to block. They don't want to be bothered with blocking.
And the thing is that this is with like Sony, and I'm fully expecting them to try to pick up another running back in this draft. I mean, further down, but they'll still try to pick up one up. This is a running team now. And that's important for Tom because the big takeaway from the playoffs, above all other things, is by running the ball a lot and using the quick passing game, Tom barely got touched, and you have you're going to have a 42-year-old quarterback. Aren't you going to insulate him from getting hit? I mean, because if you're facing the premier pass rushers in the league and they can't lay a finger on him, what's a team like? What are the mediocre teams that they're going to face in the regular season and have a chance against them? This is the ticket, and I think he's a great fit for the style of play they want, and it also opens up the door for them to go and maybe even pick up another wide receiver like further on down the draft.
Well, they have plenty of picks. They have the most picks in the draft. All right, thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. And Friday is going to be a crazy day here because the Patriots have – they've got 2 second-round picks. They've got 3 third-round picks. They also later on have a 4th-round pick, but they have 5 picks in the second and third round. And you're looking, and I'm seeing some names here that are going by of the top available players for day 2 of the draft. And there's guys that were slotted in to be first round picks on this list here that are available at the very top of the draft. So will you then swing a trade? Right, you look at the draft and your big board. I love everyone's got to have their big board. It's very important. You must have your big board. You're not doing it right if you don't have your big board. But the Patriots trade up. They don't normally trade up. If anything, they'll trade down, trade one of those second or one of those third round picks and then get more picks later in the draft. But it has been a very intense draft for defensive players, offensive tackles. But Arizona's got the number one pick in the second round. So they had the number, because they were the worst. They had the number one pick every round. But you look at this. Now, N'Keal Harry was drafted. One of the mock drafts I have, he was drafted as a second round pick. It's a high second-round pick. So he didn't go that far below where he was initially pegged as. Let's go back to the phones. We'll get some more reaction here. Patriots make their pick, and they take the wide receiver out of Arizona State, N'Keal Harry, 6'2", 228 pounds, and he will be playing receiver with Tom Brady and the Patriots. He had 22 touchdowns at Arizona State, left after his junior year. Had 9 touchdowns last year, averaged about 15 yards a catch. He had 73 catches in 12 games. And he was rated the 4th best receiver. One of the mock drafts, one of the scouting guides I have, I got a bunch of these things open. One of them had N'Keal Harry as the 4th best receiver behind Marquise Brown, Hollywood Brown, who was drafted. And that was the only other receiver. So DK Metcalf and A.J. Brown of Ole Miss, who were also rated high, if you believe this as the gospel, those that evangelize the draft wonks. So those guys were not picked. D.K. Metcalf and A.J. Brown. Also, Hakeem Butler of Iowa State, he wasn't drafted. He was listed in the top 5 among the wide receiver position. Let's go to Zach, who is in Rhode Island, and Zach is next here on Sports Radio WEEI. Hello, Zach.
Hey, Mallory, how you doing, man?
Going on? You tell me, Zach, what's up?
So you kind of just touched on my point that I was going to make. I thought DK Metcalf would be the pick here if they did pick receiver, but I honestly thought that they would go defense. I thought there was a lot of defensive names that got left off.
Really? Every other pick was a defensive tackle or defensive end. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm looking at the way the league's trending. I think defensive line's a way to go, but I mean, I think that N'Keal Harry's going to work. I don't love the Patriots' track record with receivers, but going with the first-round pick, you're going to want it to get a receiver. And I think he'll, in Bill we trust, so I'm sure he'll do fine.
Yeah, I mean, they could have drafted Hannibal Lecter. You would have been like, well, he's
yeah.
He's got a good side and a bad side, right? He's not all bad.
Of course.
Yeah, I got you. All right,
and, my last point I wanted to make, if you don't mind me asking, did the Colts make a first-round pick, or did they trade away? I heard they might have traded.
Let's see. I think the Colts traded the pick, actually. I don't see them. They did trade the pick.
All right. Yeah. Well, anyway, I appreciate your time. All right. Have a good night.
All right, buddy. Yeah, the Colts had the 26th pick, and they made a trade with the Washington Redskins. So they traded out of the first round. Yeah, the Colts traded out the Rams. The Rams had the 31st pick, but they traded that to Atlanta, so they traded out of the pick. How about the 30th pick? The 30th pick changed hands. It went from New Orleans to Green Bay to Seattle to the Giants. That pick was traded 4 times before the Giants finally drafted DeAndre Baker, a defensive back out of Georgia. But if you just turn it on the radio here, the big story within the last hour, the Patriots have made their selection in the first round of the draft is all over. We are reacting in real time to the Patriots pick. And where are you at on this? I mean, assuming you didn't watch the guy play that much, but N'Keal Harry, a receiver out of Arizona State. So the Patriots do not go out and get the quarterback. They don't get a defensive tackle. Although, to be fair, as we said, there was a run on defensive tackles and defensive ends and all that. I thought they would go defensive back, add to the secondary at the end of the first round. They chose not to do that. They get the wide receiver out of Arizona State. We'll keep it going on the phones. Let's go to Rob, who's in Jersey, and Rob is next here on Sports Radio WEEI. What's going on, Rob?
Hey, how you doing? So, funny, my wife went to Utah. So I've seen this guy play a bunch of times, and he ran all over Utah. It was an ugly mess. He's a big body, so he's good for, like, a short throw, yards after catch. He runs into defensive backs and knocks them down. He goes up for 50-50 balls. Watching him play, he's super competitive, I think. And he blocks in the run game, which, you know, is very unusual.
Well, that's the thing, Rob, right? That's a Belichick player. When this, you look at the scouting report of this guy, and they talk about, you know, junkyard dog. He likes to block. He's got good hands. I mean, who wouldn't want that? What coach wouldn't want that? If he actually does it in the NFL, now you got to prove it in the NFL, right? You got to assimilate to the NFL and do it. But and yeah, like, what's not to like?
I like Metcalf. He's a good wide receiver, but he doesn't have clean routes. And N'Keal Harry has very clean, fine route running. Not the fastest, but he gets where he's supposed to be. And, you know, I feel like the Patriots do really well with players that aren't the fastest, but are where they're supposed to be.
Yeah, but it's one of those things, too, also. Usually those guys come in like the fifth, the sixth, the seventh round. You know, those kind of guys later on in the draft. This is a first-round pick, right? You draft in the first round for speed and size. That's normally what you go for in the first round, right? And he's got the size. He does have the size. He just doesn't have the speed.
Oh, he does have the size, and he'll knock some people down.
Yeah. Well, he should. Well, he's going to have to, because the Patriots, as everyone knows now, with Tom Brady's advanced age, they're not going to be throwing the football like some of these other teams. They're going to be running the ball a lot. They're going to be a balanced team on offense. They have to be a balanced team on offense.
Oh, and the other thing, too, is that he's a pretty good punt returner. I think he has 6 punt returns for like 300-something yards.
There you go. Look at you, Rob. You've done your homework. Look at you. Out there.
I told you. My wife went to Utah, so I've seen them play him twice.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Rob. Good. Appreciate that. There you go. It's an NFL draft wonk, Rob. All about that. Yeah. That's the thing. I always have the caveat with these NFL draft picks from years and years of being disappointed. It's that quid pro quo, right? That trade-off from the college ranks to the NFL. And can you fit in? Can you find a fit in your new surroundings? Now, this is a guy that's had a crazy, crazy life, right? You look at his backstory. We talked about it earlier, but the Patriots pick, N'Keal Harry, he was a kid from the Caribbean, and you look at his backstory on that, from St. Vincent, and went back to see his mother and sister December of 2017, and it was a big, apparently it was a national story. I'm sure the story's on YouTube. And you can look it up and all that. But, man, and now he's got an opportunity to play for the defending Super Bowl champions. It's pretty good story. He's got an opportunity to be wonderful. We'll see if he is all that. And it's not just an add water situation. You know, normally in the first round, you're like, just add water. But he's going to get the opportunity. He's going to get the opportunity because outside of the Patriots trading for some other wide receiver or signing a second wave free agent, they don't have a lot there. You got Edelman, and outside of Edelman, you look at the depth chart for the Patriots, you got a lot of now throw the ball to James White. You don't have Gronk anymore at tight end. I assume they'll take a tight end, the Patriots, today, or Friday, rather. That's after midnight, so on Friday, the Patriots will take a tight end. They got 5 picks in the second and third round. So you got to find a tight end somewhere. There's already 2 tight ends that are gone. Got to find a tight end. Got to help on defense, the defensive line. I'd add somebody in the secondary also. So they have their work cut out for them as they try to fortify and bolster the roster, the tradition, the rite of spring, the NFL draft. We will press on. We'll take some more calls, some more reaction here as the draft is done for today, as the Patriots take their pick. And it's going to be another player that could be available soon, although I don't think the Patriots are going to add Tyreek Hill. But the expectation is that he, if this story is accurate, the audio that got out, Tyreek Hill could end up being released. He'll be suspended by the NFL. But there's a guy you look at down the line. Adrian Peterson beat up his kid. He's back in the NFL. I don't know. This Tyreek Hill thing's a disaster. He's a garbage human being, if you believe the story and the audio that's out there. Anyway, we'll press on. We'll have much more on the Patriots, the draft, and all that. And also, how about this? You want opportunity? I got the perfect opportunist. Perfect opportunist from this NFL draft. I'll tell you who that is. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
4'5'3". He's only been a kid almost 230 pounds, incredibly strong in the upper body and very athletic, almost a 38-40-inch vertical. You think about a kid here who can go get the deep ball because he's that power forward, very good body control. On the underneath routes, he's got great ability to make yards after the catch. Here he is again, power forward, contested reception. I want to see him block a little better, be more consistent there. Route running is a little sporadic at times, but here he is after the catch with the ball in his hands, the ability to make people miss, change direction, and then turn on the juice. He runs that 4.53, like I said, at nearly 230 pounds. Herm Edwards really liked this kid, and N'Keal Harry has an opportunity, obviously, with the greatest of all time. Yeah, we'll see what he can do there.
That's the great Mel Kiper, who famously said years ago that Jamarcus Russell is John Elway-like. It's one of my favorite Mel Kiper lines. So take what Mel Kiper says with a grain of salt. But this is his baby, right? The NFL draft and all that. And I just looked because we had that guy from Providence that called us. Hey, Mike, I think it was his name. And he said, go look at the – he says, look at the YouTube highlights. So I went on YouTube. I clicked on N'Keal Harry, the first pick of the Patriots. And he did look good. He's got some swagger. He's got some swagger in the highlight reel plays that are out there on the internet. But again, to be the voice of reason here, keep in mind that every single player drafted, even guys that aren't drafted, have a highlight reel of explosive plays, and you can make anything with the proper editing. You can tell any story you want to tell. You can absolutely do that. And so we will see how this all plays out. But the Patriots, the receiving depth chart is a disaster. It's a very feeble depth chart compared to some of the other teams around the NFL. And so it's not confusing they would take a receiver. I didn't think they were going to take a guy in the first round. I thought they were going to go a different direction. I was thinking defense. My producer, the great John Anderson, who's my videographer guy, he thought they were going to trade the pick. But instead, they decide to keep the pick. And again, we're reacting in real time, getting the pulse of the people. It's been pretty positive so far. Everyone's very, very positive about N'Keal Harry and what he can bring to the Patriots. Said he's competitive. He likes to block. And I love the terminology that was used in some of these mock scouting reports. You know, junkyard dog. Yeah, they use the term junkyard dog, alpha competitive. And those are all buzz terms and cliches that are what the Patriots have this last 20 years. These are the kind of guys the Patriots want to get. They want to get the guys that are willing to fight and scrap and block and those kind of things. Do the dirty work, right? Do the heavy lifting, the stuff that does not necessarily excite you on a sports radio show but ends up leading to wins. All right, we're reacting to this. Let's go to the phones. Let's say hello to Roy, who is next here on Sports Radio WEEI. Hello, Roy.
Yeah, hey, Chief. Absolutely love the spec.
Why? Tell me why.
Yeah, I'll tell you why. It's simple. Everybody says what? They all say Brady needs some help around the horn, right? Brady needs a little help.
Yeah.
So, yeah, wide receiver made sense. I didn't think it was going to happen. I thought they're going to do the typical D-back or something like that. I didn't think they would take this pick. But I'm happy about it. I think it's going to produce something to get Brady a little help.
Well, yeah, he's a receiver, so of course he's gonna. All right, he's gonna get him some help. He's a pass catcher, Roy. Anyway,
yeah, but he's gonna get you. He's gonna get you. I don't know. I would think he's gonna get you some serious yardage down the field. 6'2", I guess. I don't know what his weight is or whatever.
He's like really 228
he's
or something.
6'2".
Like that.
So that means he can jump, get the ball. He's a good wide receiver, as far as I know. If he's going first round, and they know that, and they understand who he is, so I think it's a great pick.
All right. Well, thank you, Roy. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's one of these things, like, let's be fair here. I mean, we're getting reaction from people, but what are you going to really say? I mean, unless you live in Arizona and watch the guy play all the time, what are you going to do here? I mean, he's a guy that has played very productive at Arizona State, and he's a big guy and all that stuff. Here's what he tweeted out, by the way, N'Keal Harry. His Twitter account is N'Keal, that's N-K-E-A-L, Harry 15. He said, big things coming, Patriots. Cannot wait to get to work. Here's my fire NFL draft. He did a commercial. He tweeted out a commercial for a baseball card company. He's trying to make a couple of extra bucks, man. He's trying to make a couple of extra bucks. Why not? That is great. You've just been drafted in the first round of the NFL draft. What are you going to do? I'm going to tweet out a paid tweet is what I'm going to do. That's like something that's just great. All right, so you got Edelman, who's going to be 33 this offseason. You got him. He's your number one guy. You got Philip Dorsett on the roster. He's hanging out there. And then the rest, it's blindfolded dart throwing is the rest of the Patriot depth chart with Bruce Ellington, Maurice Harris, Braxton Berrios, Damon Patterson, the wild card in Josh Gordon, who suspended Demaryius Thomas, who that would be a modern medical miracle. Okay. If Demaryius Thomas plays for the Patriots this year, the guy is coming off a torn Achilles. And it didn't happen like last year before the year. It was like in the middle part of the NFL season. So good luck. There's a lot of uncertainty at the receiver position. And you toss in on top of that, the cherry on top of the sundae, that Rob Gronkowski retired a couple weeks ago, although some think he'll be back. And so now N'Keal Harry slides in. And again, you know, he's a big guy. He's got good hands. He's reliable. He's likes to block, he's willing to block and all that, but is he going to be able to assimilate to the NFL? It's a question with all these picks. Can they adjust to the NFL game? Here's the scouting report from BobMcGinnFootball.com, which is where I always go. One of the scouting reports I have in front of me. Here's what it said about N'Keal Harry. It said he's got really good hands. He has a chance to be a number one receiver, according to some anonymous scout. Based on this report, he's not one to take the top off, and that's what all the coaches want. According to the scouting report, they want a speed guy to run as deep as you can. He goes over the middle and runs slants. He'll be good at that. All right, so we know the track record. It was mentioned a little bit on the television broadcast, but the last 19 years of dominance since 2000, the year 2000, you look at the receivers the Patriots have drafted, and you've got the good, the bad, and the ugly, right? The good, obviously Julian Edelman, he's still here. He's still catching passes, winning Super Bowls. And you put Deion Branch, although he left and all that, from the early 2000s, Deion Branch, David Givens, also productive players for the Patriots, helped the Patriots out. That's the good. The bad, shout out, Bethel Johnson, who was a second-round pick, right? Second-round pick, how'd that work out? Shout-out Chad Jackson, another second-round pick in the last 20-year run of Patriot dominance. And the ugly, those guys are ugly also, but Aaron Dobson, also another guy who all had billing of being impact players, you know, second-round wide receivers. You draft a guy in the second round, you think, well, this guy's going to be good. And none of those guys were able to carry their weight in the NFL. This is the highest the Patriots have picked a receiver since they took Aaron Dobson back in 2013. So it's been a few years, and they get the second receiver on the board. The only other guy drafted ahead at the receiver position was Hollywood Brown, Marquise Hollywood Brown, who went to the Ravens. And that's if he's like Antonio Brown, his cousin, Marquise Brown, if he's just like his cousin, that is going to be a hot mess is what it's going to be, because I'll tell you why. You've got Lamar Jackson throwing the ball there. Good luck. That is, it's not where you want to be a receiver. You'd much rather play with Tom Brady, even an advanced, older Tom Brady. You'd much rather play with him. All right, let's keep it going on the phones. Let's say hello to, let's go to Nick, who's in Dover. Nick's next here on Sports Radio EEI. What's going on, Nick?
Hey, Ben. Not quite in Dover yet. I haven't gotten home yet, but I am in New Hampshire. Stuck around for a little bit after the Sox game tonight. And, you know, happy to hear about this guy. He's kind of, I guess, a wild card. I can't wait to get home and see the television and see what he looks like and see what he looked like when he took the stage and put the Patriots hat on. But, you know, the Patriots are playing with house money, so why not take a chance on this guy? I mean, he might turn out to be just the best ever first-round wide receiver we've ever had. I don't know. I think Irving Fryer was a first-rounder or something maybe. But anyway, I wanted to talk Red Sox Bruins tonight. And the thing is, with having been at the second game of the doubleheader the other night, when the Bruins scored, they seemed to score while Detroit was up to bat, and Detroit would rally. The place is going nuts because the Bruins just scored, and then Detroit would hit a home run. They're all looking at each other in the dugout thinking, wow, there's 30,000 people here. They're cheering pretty loudly right now, and Detroit fed off of that. Now, tonight I was afraid the same thing was going to happen because all of a sudden we're in the lead, and then, oh, bad news. God bless him. Havlicek's gone. And then the Bruins are down, and the Red Sox were down, but in that order anyway. But then things turned around, and what's going to be the best-kept secret, and I spoke to you a couple of weeks ago about in one of these late-night drives home about Jose Canseco and how exciting he was to watch, and some of these players, you know, with the shirt buttoned down and the gold chains flying, even their outs were exciting to watch. Well, this kid, Chavez, is going to be the next. We should start calling him Boomer because I think he reminds me of George Scott. George Scott had I can't remember if he had a gold chain or if he wore like shells around his neck.
You're saying he's got swagger. You like his swagger, Nick.
I love it.
He doesn't look like a second baseman though. He doesn't look like a second baseman, Nick.
He looks kind of like Dustin on. You know, well, I don't want to say that word. But, you know, we had that talk, too, and if he's on that, all the better. But I think it's his swing. I love that uppercut swing, and I love the way that his ball carries, and it reminds me of George Scott, those big pop flies that just go over everything.
Yeah, the majestic home run. Well, he hit the damn light tower. I mean, that's it's not bad.
He's gonna be, like, the fifth story tomorrow or the sixth story tomorrow.
Not even that. It's going to be all about the Bruins. Unfortunately, John Havlicek passing away. People were reminiscing about John Havlicek and the Patriots draft. And the Red Sox are kind of like on the back burner right now until all this other stuff clears out. And then we'll see how they do this weekend against Tampa Bay.
Well, Ben, I have no worries. I see another Tampa Bay sweep coming up. And thank you for being on late night to keep me up on these long drives home.
All right,
You guys could be on in the morning. You could take over for the I was listening to morning. I would listen to morning radio if you took Callahan off and put the two of you on.
All right, look at you.
Thank you again.
All right, thank you, Nick. All right, I appreciate that. Jerry's a Boston radio legend. I'm glad you like us. I did have fun with Drellick. Had a good time. I was blown away, John, because I realized years ago when Evan Drellick was like an intern when he was just starting out. I actually crossed paths with Evan Drellick, and I had no idea who. I don't remember meeting him. I believe I met him, and there was a photo of me looking like an ogre, and him in the same photo. Like we were right next to each other, like a few feet away, and it was very odd.
Yeah, I was producing that show when that revelation.
Yeah.
You
were with us. Okay, I didn't realize you were in that.
That's the photo's like it's like a there's like a photo of a dugout, and like you can kind of you're like over you're sitting on like a bench or something, and he's over. Not even close to you.
I'm looking like a big, giant, ogre, ugly-looking person, and then Drellick's in there, and Yeah, I didn't even realize. He looks a lot different to me. Drellick's the guy that changes his appearance in photos. I've noticed that. Like he reminds me of Phil Jackson would do this. He would like have different the beard. He'd have the beard. He'd get rid of the beard. He'd have different. There's different looks to Drellick. I've noticed that. There's different looks. All right. Anyway, we'll press on here and much more. The reaction continuing. The Patriots, are they going to trade up now? Some speculation about the second round of the draft. Patriots have 5 picks collectively in the second and the third round. We'll give you some of that buzz coming out of the draft and what the Patriots might do here. We'll get to that and we will do it next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, back to where we go. The Patriots were reacting in real time to the Patriots drafting of with the number one pick, N'Keal Harry. First round selection, he goes to the Patriots, and he was not at the draft, by the way. He had his own private get-together. There is video, though, of him in a celebratory mood there. He did not actually go to the draft. There were a bunch of players that traveled to Nashville for the – they made the pilgrimage to Nashville, but N'Keal Harry was not one of the players there. But there's video of him reacting. Here's what N'Keal Harry said on meeting Bill Belichick during the Patriots visit. He said, quote, "A lot of people think of him as an uptight man, but he was very relatable. We were in there cracking jokes," according to a quote from N'Keal Harry. So Belichick, that's part of the reputation, right? Belichick's got the public reputation and the private reputation with players. You got to be somewhat relatable or forget about it. So as far as who's still available, day one of the draft is now over. Who are the best players still available on the board? The name that keeps popping up here is DK Metcalf, who is still available after day one of the draft, the wide receiver who some before the draft said was the number one receiver in the draft. He was not picked. And do the Patriots take another receiver in the draft? Would they take a DK Metcalf in the second round if he's still available? They have a mid-second round, late second round pick. And he also has a neck injury, which possibly led him astray. Let's go to Weed Man Hippie, who's in Miami, and he is next year on Sports Radio WEI. Hello, Weed Man Hippie. Are you there, Weed Man Hippie? His phone sounds like he's on life support, doesn't it?
Yeah. No, that's him.
He's actually on life support. Yeah. All right, is he gone? Oh, that's a boy. I'm going to hear, you know, John, I'm going to hear this from now until the end of eternity. He was on hold the entire show. The entire show.
He knows when it hits 12:55, that's his time to shine. So yeah. I don't know why he wasn't ready.
Well, in the life of Weed Man Hippie, that's like prime time. He was going to promote lame jokes. I'm sure he was going to promote lame jokes. And well, if his phone died, maybe he won't be part of that on my overnight show. Maybe that's the case. Let's go to Shane, who's in Boston. Shane is next here as we talk about the Patriots getting the pulse of the people. Patriots take the wide receiver, N'Keal Harry, with the number one pick there, the 32nd overall first pick of the draft for the Patriots. What's going on, Shane?
Hey, Ben. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks. What's on your mind?
Well, I don't think that the pick of Harry should really surprise anybody. I mean, it's not unconventional that Belichick leaves us all with a question mark after, first pick, even sometimes second pick. I think it makes sense. You know, with the loss of Gronk, losing the, maybe not so much the blocking, but the ability to pick up quick yards, a big guy can jump up, grab the ball, maybe use him in the red zone. I know you guys are talking, maybe Arizona didn't utilize him in the red zone as much, but use his size, maybe jump ball in the red zone and just pick up the quick yards. I mean, I know it's been said that this is going to be a 50-50 team with, you know, Brady getting up in age, and we got Sony Michel, James White, plenty of weapons on the running side of the ball. So we just need to continue to fill up the arsenal with weapons that we can just get quick chip passes, you know?
Yeah. Well, listen, I mean, they got 5 picks in day 2, Shane. So they've loaded up to fill out the roster. They got to make the right picks, obviously, but they have a lot of flexibility. If they want to trade up, I mean, they could trade up. If there's some guy that Belichick's all smitten with and he wants, he can get him. But that's not how the Patriots have done business the last 20 years. They usually trade back. They don't trade up. So we'll find out.
Absolutely. I guess we'll see and we'll stay tuned.
All right. Thank you, Shane. Same time, same station right here on Sports Radio WEI all day long. Wall-to-wall coverage. I guarantee everyone will be reacting to it. The best players still available. I mentioned DK Metcalf. Drew Locke, who was my producer, John Anderson's pick to click from Missouri. He didn't get picked. A.J. Brown, wide receiver from Ole Miss. There's some other players. Offensive lineman Cody Ford of Oklahoma wasn't picked. Jawan Taylor, who's an offensive tackle out of Florida, he was not selected. Greedy Williams, I love the name Greedy, out of LSU. He's on that board, defensive back. And Byron Murphy. Who? Byron Murphy. He's also a defensive back out of Washington. If those names resonate with you, otherwise just a guy on the radio reading off a bunch of names, which is what it might end up being. Thanks to my executive producer extraordinaire, the great John Anderson. Good job by you. Thanks to everyone that called here. It's been a fun night. That the Red Sox get the win. Bruins get the win. We lost John Havlicek and also the NFL draft. Have a great night. Got my overnight show later on, but keep it locked right here on Sports Radio WEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.